We're here with Coach Myers. Coach, month off from the schedule, but most important thing is you kept the momentum in the first half and got a nice road win.
Yeah, it's crazy when they go home for break. You never know what you're going to get. So it was an awesome surprise when they all came back in good shape, and honestly, some better shape. And they were just excited to be back together and get going again.
Never trailed today and had some really good help with the power play to make sure that was the case. What did you like from that unit?
Our power plays are firing all cylinders. I was trying to rotate all three of them as much as possible, but the Brucey there is one of our top units, and they're actually crushing it after break. We didn't work on power play too much leading up to this game, but it seems that the chemistry and the connections are working.
Lacey, with the last two goals for the team on the night, including that big play at the end.
Yeah, Lacey's awesome. She's a tremendous hockey player and an amazing leader. We really needed her when we really needed her all game, and she really came and stepped up.
Same lineup from the last game in December, starting to get some lines, starting to play well together and some familiarity there.
Yeah, the last two games before the break were probably one of our best all year, especially our Providence win. So yeah, the lines are gelling, and it's awesome to see. I think we got so much depth that I think is so important in Hockey East with all the competitions so tight.
And this is the first of three straight three-game weeks. A lot of games here in January. Looking ahead to next week back home at New Hampshire and then at UConn.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, with no school, all the girls are in a good mood, and we're treating them like professionals and giving them the opportunity to, you know, do their own thing, whether it's working out extra or stretching or whatever it may be. It's a cool time of year to be professionals, so more games the better, honestly, getting us prepped for the bean pot, so we're excited.
Been a 30-day break between games. Team got two wins to close out the first half. What did it take to really carry that momentum into today and get a big road win?
I think practice this week, we've really honed in on our habits and kind of starting where we left off, and I think we did that tonight. We played fast. Starting a game kind of after a long break is hard, so the first 10 minutes weren't great, but we knew that. We expected that. So after that, the last 50 minutes, I thought we were on.
The last 21 games between Maine and BU, 15 have been decided by the one goal or ties. Do you always expect that when you play Maine?
Yeah, Maine's a very hard, tough team. Play really physical, and we know that. So it's always going to be a tough, hard-fought game against them. It's always going to be close.
Tell me about the game winner. I mean, Kelly with the pass.
Yeah, it was really good head man. I just had some speed. Saw a lane to cut across the net. Decided to take it and
put it on the backhand.
Yeah, put it on the backhand. Yeah.
Yeah, the defenseman was sort of in the middle of the ice.
Yes.
She gave you some space there, but it was going to be – wasn't able to quite angle over, looked like.
Yeah, I think just Maeve's pass up was really quick that the D wasn't able to gap up like she wanted to, and it gave me a little more room. So I think Maeve made a really smart play there to set me up for success.
No, back and forth game.
Yeah.
Always with Maine, huh?
Oh, always, yeah. They play really tough, physical. They're fast. They have a lot of goal scorers on their team too, so
good win, though. Always good to win on the road.
Yeah, always fun to win on the road, especially long road trip to Maine. We're always – pumped to be successful here.
How well did you guys play today, do you feel, overall?
I think it can always be better. I think it was a little sloppy at first, just coming off break, but I'm proud of what we did today, and looking forward to second half.